Part 1. New York.
Chapter 1. The Sleep Thorn. September 2010. It was late, and until a moment ago, all had been quiet. Magnus Bane, High Warlock of Brooklyn, sat in his living room on his favorite chair, open book face down in his lap, and watched the latch of his top-story window jiggle. For the last week, somebody had been prodding and testing the magical wards protecting his apartment. Now it seemed they had decided to prod more directly. Magnus thought this a foolish decision on their part. Warlocks kept late hours, for one thing. For another, he lived with a shadow hunter, who was currently out on patrol, true, but Magnus was fully capable of defending himself, even in his pajamas. He cinched the belt of his black silk robe tighter and wiggled his fingers in front of him, feeling magic gather in them. He reflected that years ago he would have been much more casual about this kind of break-in, letting it play out naturally and trusting his instincts to lead him through. Now he sat pointing literal finger guns at the window. Now his infant son was asleep just down the hall. At just over a year old, Max was sleeping through the night most of the time now. This was a relief, but also an inconvenience because both of Max's parents kept nocturnal hours. Max, on the other hand, kept military hours, waking every morning at 5:30 with a cheerful shriek that Magnus both adored and dreaded. The window slid upward. Fire woke in both of Magnus's palms, and magic blazed in the dark sapphire blue. A figure pulled its torso through the window, and then froze. Framed in the opening was a shadow hunter, in full demon-hunting gear, bow looped over one shoulder. He looked surprised.
Hi, said Alec Lightwood. I'm home. Please don't shoot me with magical rays.
Magnus waved with both hands, blue lights paling, then winking out, leaving faint traces of smoke curling around his fingers.
You usually use the door.
Sometime I like a change of pace.
Alec pulled himself the rest of the way in and closed the window behind him. Magnus gave him a look.
Okay, truth, I demonate my keys.
We go through so many keys.
Magnus got up to embrace his boyfriend.
Wait, no, I smell.
There's nothing wrong, proclaimed Magnus, moving his head toward Alec's neck. With the smell of the sweat of a hard night's work. Oh, you do smell. What is that?
That, said Alec, is the musk of the common subway tunnel smoke demon.
Oh, honey.
Magnus kissed Alec's neck anyway. He breathed through his mouth.
Hang on, it's mostly on the gear, said Alec.
Magnus gave him a little space, and he began taking it off. The bow, the quiver, his steely, some serif blades, his leather jacket, his boots, his shirt.
Let me help you with the rest of that, Magnus murmured as Alec finished unbuttoning the shirt.
And Alec gave him a real smile, his blue eyes warm, and Magnus felt a wave of love thrum through him. 3 years in, he still felt as strongly as ever for Alec, more so every day. Still, he marveled at it. Alec's mouth quirked, and he shifted his gaze to the hallway past Magnus.
He's asleep, Magnus said, and kissed Alec's mouth.
Been asleep for hours.
He moved to pull Alec toward the couch. Only a quick wiggle of his fingers, and the candles on the end table lit and the lamps dimmed. Alec laughed, low in his chest.
We have a perfectly good bed, you know.
Bed's closer to the kids' room. Quieter to stay here, Magnus murmured. Also, we would have to kick Chairman Meow off the bed.
Aw,
said Alec, dipping his head to kiss the hollow of Magnus's throat. Magnus let his head fall back and allowed himself a little pleased moan.
He hates that.